Today we're building something seriously powerful in Ableton Live 12, a performance-friendly Amen variation system that lets you create evolving drum and bass breaks fast, creatively, and without manually editing every tiny hit. The big idea here is simple. We're going to treat the Amen like a playable instrument, not just a loop. That means we'll slice it, map the important parts to macros, use macro variations as quick recall states, then resample the results so we can print new versions and reprocess them into darker, tougher, more musical DNB material. This is the kind of workflow that makes a break feel alive. It stops sounding copy-pasted and starts sounding performed. So let's get into it. First, choose a clean Amen break. Ideally, it's one or two bars long, it's not already smashed to death with compression, and it has a strong kick and snare relationship. If it needs warping, keep it light. Set the warp mode to beats, preserve the transients, and don't over-quantize the feel out of it. A lot of the magic in jungle and drum and bass comes from the ghost notes and the human motion inside the break. So don't flatten that energy unless you have a very specific reason. Now we're going to slice the break to a new MIDI track. Right-click the sample and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient-based slicing, put it into a drum rack, and let Live create the slices from the transient positions. This gives you each hit or fragment on a pad, which is perfect for rearranging the break, swapping accents, building fills, and triggering little repeatable gestures. Once the drum rack is created, open it up and inspect the slices. You should be able to identify the main kick, the main snare, ghost hits, hat tails, and little noise fragments. Rename the important pads right away. Things like kick main, snare main, ghost 1, ghost 2, hat tail, break noise. That might sound boring, but it saves a ton of time later, especially once you start mapping controls and working fast. Now, before we start getting fancy, let's build a control chain that actually feels playable. The goal is not to make the break sound finished at this stage. The goal is to create a flexible variation system. So on the break group or inside the rack, start with a smart chain of stock Ableton devices. A good foundation might be EQ8 for cleanup, drum bus for punch and drive, saturator for density, auto filter for movement, and maybe a gate or some other tightness control if you want more chopped behavior. You can add redux if you want digital grime, or a small room reverb if you need a bit of depth. A really important coaching point here, design the rack for playability first. If a macro takes you more than a second to understand while the loop is running, it's too complicated. You want to be able to react musically. This is about performance, not just sound design. Now let's map the macros. Try to keep each macro focused on one musical job. That's a huge part of making this system actually useful. A strong macro layout could be something like this: break level, kick weight, snare crack, ghost density, filter sweep, grime, space, tail length, stutter, and pitch drift. Notice the logic there. One macro handles motion, another handles tone, another handles density, another handles space. That separation matters because it keeps the controls predictable. If one knob changes everything at once, it becomes hard to resample with intention. Let's talk about range discipline for a second, because this is one of those advanced habits that makes a big difference. Don't automatically map every macro from 0 to 100. A filter sweep, for example, often feels better when it moves through a usable sweet spot instead of going all the way from subtle to totally unusable. You want useful movement, not just maximum movement. Now create macro variations. This is where Live 12 really starts to shine for this workflow. Instead of thinking in terms of one static break, think in terms of break states. For example, you might make one variation called clean roll, another called pressure, another called dubby, and another called rude edit. Clean roll might have the break fairly open, with moderate ghost notes and low dirt. Pressure could push the snare crack and kick weight up a little while backing off some ghost density. Dubby might bring in more space, close the filter a bit, and lengthen tails. Rude edit could crank the stutter, add rhyme, and throw in some pitch movement for a rougher, more aggressive feel. That's the mindset shift. You are not building one perfect Amen. You are building a family of related states that you can move between instantly. And this is where the hands-on playability becomes really important. Use those macro variations as recall points, not final answers. In other words, store a few strong states, then automate between them or switch between them while the loop is running. That gives you real arrangement movement, rather than one frozen loop that never evolves. If you want the break to feel alive, you need microevolution. Static loops get old fast in drum and bass, so automate key macros like filter sweep, ghost density, grime, stutter, and space. Think in phrases. Slow 4-bar or 8-bar rises into drops. Quick half-bar or 1-bar pushes before fills. Tiny little dips in grime for rhythmic motion. Small bumps at the end of a bar to make transitions punch. And don't just draw straight lines everywhere. Curved automation ramps often feel more musical. Also, keep some of the changes subtle. If every movement is huge, the groove can lose its anchor. A strong DNB break still needs to breathe and punch. Now comes the crucial part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling, or route it from your drum bus if that makes more sense in your setup. Arm that track and print the output of your Amen performance. This is the move that turns the system from a live rack into actual source material you can edit and reshape. And here's the mindset shift again. Don't try to capture the final answer in one perfect pass. Print in layers. Record a clean variation, then a dirty variation, then a filled pass. If you try to make the final version in one take, you can end up boxing yourself in. But if you print several versions, you get much more control in the arrangement later. When you resample, think in phrases, not endlessly. 1 bar works well for tight edit ideas. 2 bars gives you musical variation. 4 bars lets you capture phrase evolution. Leave a little space before and after the phrase, too, so you've got room for clean edits. And definitely capture the happy accidents. A late snare, a weird filter dip, an overdriven ghost hit, those little imperfections can become the hook once they're printed. After that, process the resampled audio as raw material. This is where the heavier DNB character comes in. You might clean up the low rumble with EQ8, add punch and thickness with drum bus, push density with saturator, use auto filter for movement, add short dub style delay throws with echo or delay, and use light glue compressor if you need the printed break to sit together. Be careful not to overdo the compression. You want glue, not pancake, for darker DNB. Keep the transients sharp, the snare body strong, and the highs controlled. Roll off brittle top end if needed, but don't destroy the snap. The break should still cut through the bass line. And speaking of the bass line, always check the break in context. A break that sounds amazing solo can fall apart in the full track if it fights the low end. If the bass is heavy, keep the break sub-region clean. Use the macros to create space when the bass hits. If necessary, reduce ghost density in busier bass phrases and let the kick and snare act as the anchors. A really good way to think about this is like a drummer and an editor at the same time. First, make the groove feel good. Then use resampling to create the edits. If the rhythm doesn't work before the print, the audio isn't going to magically save it. Now let's talk arrangement. A simple DNB structure might start with filtered break fragments and atmosphere in the intro, then build with kick and snare anchors and a little grime, then hit the first drop with the main Amen variation and subtle automation. After that, use a resampled fill or stutter edit for the mid-phrase switch. For the second drop, go heavier, with more saturation and less space. In the breakdown, bring back sparse, reverbed tails. Then for the final section, go with your most aggressive resampled version. One really effective move is call and response between the original break and the resampled material. Another good one is alternating between open break states and tight, filtered states. That contrast keeps the track moving and stops it from feeling looped. You can also create fill moments by pushing a macro to its extreme for the last half bar or bar before a section change. That works especially well with snare emphasis, a quick drop in ghost density, a burst of grit, or a short filter close and open movement. Resample those moments and use them like transition weapons later. A cool advanced idea is to split the break into behavioral layers. Think of core hits, motion layers, and accent layers. Core hits are your kick and main snare. Motion layers are hats, ghosts, shuffles, and tails. Accent layers are fills, reverses, stray hits, and one-off chops. If you control those differently, your resamples become way more flexible because each print can serve a different musical purpose. Another great technique is to build contrast states on purpose. Open versus tight, dry versus deep, clean versus mangled, straight versus swung, forward versus back. The more obvious the contrast between states, the easier it is to make the arrangement feel like it's moving somewhere. Also, don't be afraid of partial commitment. You do not always need to print the full chain every time. Sometimes print one pass with just filter movement, another with saturation and density, another with stutter and tails. Then recombine them later in arrangement view. That kind of modular thinking is incredibly powerful. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build 4 Amen states: clean, tight, dirty, and fill. Map them using macros like filter sweep, grime, ghost density, snare crack, and stutter. Then record 2 bars of each state into a resampling track, consolidate the best moments, and build an 8-bar DNB loop where the energy rises across the sections. Start restrained, get tighter, then dirtier, then finish with a fill that lifts into the next section. If that loop feels predictable, push the macros harder. If it feels messy, simplify the control groups and keep the roles clearer. The big takeaway is this. Don't just program the AMN. Perform it, print it, and reshape it. Build the rock so it's playable. Use macro variations as your live recall states. Resample in layers. Reprocess the printed audio for weight and character. Then arrange those variations like a proper jungle or DNB tune. That's how you get breakbeats that feel alive, musical, and ready for a proper drop.